producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Today's Doug Steffen Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden at the controls as we focus on what's going on here, there, and everywhere. Roberta, a long-time New Yorker, lifelong New Yorker, has moved herself down to New Orleans so that she's between New York and New Orleans quite often. So when I think about New York items, things that are important, I go to Roberta for a comment. And now when there are things going on in New Orleans, I go to her for that as well. So I kind of want to get a background into what happened. These people that were taken to the hospital, I think there were 10 people that were shot up.
16.
The 16?
16, yeah.
Okay.
Amazing, so, no one was killed.
Well, this is a music video supposedly being made, but didn't have a permit. So the police were on their way, as I understand it, to chase them
right
away. Meanwhile, a couple of gangs are at it. So what happened after that?
Well, actually, it was two different groups of people converging. One was the group of people that were kind of making an impromptu music video at the park. And the other one was, it was a second line. There are things called social clubs here, and the social clubs are the ones that put on the Mardi Gras parades.
Yeah.
And a second line is the line that forms behind the band. So there's usually some sort of marching band, and then there's people that follow. So there had been a second line in the area as well. So there was a lot of police presence there, you know, helping the second line along, blocking traffic, blah, blah, that sort of thing. And a lot of the people from the second line went over to the park where they were shooting the music video, just kind of like an after party. And apparently there were these two other groups, and one group was mad at another group, and one group was on one side of the park, and one group was at the other side of the park, and they decided with all these people in between them to start shooting at each other.
Great.
So we got, you know, 16 people shot. Just noting, this is the Upper Ninth Ward. It is one of the high crime areas in New Orleans traditionally.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that it happened there was no great surprise.
It's like many other large cities, Doug, where in New Orleans you know where to go and you know where not to
right.
go.
Where not to go.
Like here
where
in D.C. or up there in Boston, I'm sure.
It's not an area where tourists go.
No, even Framingham. Places downtown Framingham, I wouldn't go.
There are two things that bother me about this story, though.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
aside from the 16 people getting caught. I mean, shot.
Shot.
One is Friendly Bunny Park. What is the name of it?
Yeah, Friendly Bunny Park.
Bunny Park.
Okay, that's
like
number
such a
one.
Happy place.
Yeah, it sounds or very dirty. Like, it would sound like that's where the child
like
predators
like
might hang out.
Or I always think like a rabbit cage.
The second thing that bothers me about this story is the impromptu music video. Like, what? Who does that?
Yeah.
There was they tape music videos impromptu?
New Orleans. Yeah.
Really?
They're called like flash mobs. Ever hear the flash mobs? They've done it in Grand Central Station. They do it. It's just a bunch of people. They rehearse some dance moves, and they get together, and then they film it. They just kind of impromptu do like a pop-up dance party, and they film it as a music video. It's pretty common.
All right. I want to stay in Louisiana for a minute because there was an election over the weekend, and
how
smart is this? Election day in Louisiana is a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
How smart is this?
Very smart. What percentage of the population showed up to vote, Roberta?
You know, I don't know the exact population, but there was fewer than a million votes cast for the entire state of Louisiana. Yeah,
I thought 6 million people lived in Louisiana.
Right, so there were fewer than a million votes cast.
All right. All right.
For the governor's race. If you look,
John Bell Edwards is going
to
enter office. The Republican was a former senator who was connected to a prostitution case.
You remember
him,
don't you? I used to call him the Bitter Bitter. Remember his wife was the
Bitter
Bitter?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Right, yeah. But was it? But the reference to the race, it was prostitutes or something else. What was the slogan?
pimps are, it was something that was really crude that kept this guy from, I mean, but is this the best we can do? That's really what I was thinking.
It was fairly close, though. It wasn't
no, but I mean, why would a guy like that even have any standing
and
to run?
And he had children. That's what got me. He had his son doing a TV ad telling everybody how great his dad is. Yes, he taught me how to go to prostitutes.
the media seems so surprised that he lost. I mean, when you have all that stuff in your closet, I mean, really?
How did he even get to be a candidate? What the hell are they thinking? The Republican Party.
Running.
Well, look at what they're doing with the National, so maybe it's just more local. The Republicans are eating their young. They're destroying their party from within, as is the case, unfortunately, all too often when people can become bloated with their own importance, and it's what's happening in our country. Now, in general, we have become way too focused.
I think with Trump, Carson...
Yeah, but the Republican mainstay doesn't like them.
You're talking about the establishment.
I'm talking about the establishment of the party. Yeah.
The RNC
like.
Right. Is...
And they had to have been responsible for letting this idiot run in Louisiana. Who in their right mind would have promoted this guy unless he was connected to the inner tube? And why would you... I'm surprised the guy got any votes at all, except people look away from this stuff, I suppose. I don't even begin to understand. With all the qualified, good people, the Carly Fiorinas of the world have good, solid business example. Meg Whitman, I happen to be coming up with two women who are Republicans, but there are lots of them on both sides who are far better qualified for these sorts of offices, and yet we continue to stay with the fat old white men. And it just, they just keep getting...
fat old white
men. Well, that's what we have more often than not.
But I have to tell you, the bench is deep. We have to just know that
Where
RNC,
are they coming to the surface?
Look at who's running for president. Only a few of them are establishment candidates. And I think you're going to see the RNC is going to have to take notice.
Mean?
And I
Hold
bet
on
you.
Then. What do you mean only a few of them are establishment
only
candidates?
Only a few of them are establishment candidates.
Who are you
candidates?
Talking about? They're all establishment candidates
for
except
president?
For Trump.
Yeah, but they're not doing any good.
Trump, Carson, Fiorina,
not
Cruz.
Not establishment. Candidate.
They are the anti-establishment.
I don't
They're
know
the
about
ones
Cruz.
Winning in the poll.
Rand Paul
is
certainly not establishment.
Right.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
what
Rand
for.
Paul.
I think I see Cruz is
so who is
another
the establishment. Who is the old fat white guy, establishment guy that you're
Marco
talking about?
Marco Rubio, him? But he's not old.
Rubio,
right.
Huckabee. You know, I suppose you can make that argument for Kasich because he's an old
Christie.
Republican standee. Certainly Christie. What happened to him? He got slapped around this weekend. What the
I
heck did he say?
Christie's establishment, is he?
What did he say that created so much controversy over the weekend?
I haven't heard anything that he said.
Oh, no. There was some thing that happened. He was all over. People were all over him for saying something about the, I think it was September 11th. There's so much going on in the country.
It wasn't him. It was the mayor, actually. Who
no, the mayor took off after. Nope. Took off after Christie. Somebody took a shot. I know the mayor went after Trump, but somebody took a real serious shot at Christie. And it sort of rang home, and I'm trying to find it now.
Is it about,
the top headlines I see when I Google Christie
on Trump's claims about New Jersey after 9/11.
He says he doesn't remember. Then Chris Christie was on a flight where passenger was removed, and Christie mocks de Blasio for refugee advocacy. And that's it.
Well, yeah, I don't see it. That's exactly what I see.
Really? Okay, so I must have gone down the wrong street. Wouldn't be the first time I ever did that.
Maybe you were having dreams about Chris Christie.
I hope not. Climate change and cars in a moment. 14 and change past the hour on Good Day.
When is your flu shot more than a flu shot? When it helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need in a developing country. Walgreens Get a Shot, Give a Shot program has helped provide 7 million vaccines through the UN Foundation thanks to customers like you. Make your flu shot make a world of difference. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2016, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 18 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get-a-shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a sleeve.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff, ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need, so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust. Get up to 5% back and rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back and rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See Staples.com for details.
The secret to mastering Black Friday shopping is Kohl's. So right now at Kohl's.com, get Black Friday deals online, like 50% off toys, $7.99 after rebate kitchen electrics, and 70 to 75% off fine and silver jewelry. Shop new online-only doorbusters each day through Wednesday. Plus, only once a year, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. The best Black Friday ever is online now at Kohl's.com. Kohl's. Flex styles. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Hey, can I get a sip of that?
Parents, even if your child was vaccinated against meningococcal meningitis, he or she may not be protected against meningitis B. It's an uncommon disease that can lead to death within 24 hours and can be spread by your child's typical sharing behavior. Talk to a doctor today about vaccinating with Trumenba, meningococcal group B vaccine, and learn more at protectagainstb.com.
Cool, thanks. See ya.
Trumenba is a vaccine for 10 through 25-year-olds for immunization to help prevent Group B meningococcal disease. Trumenba should not be given if you had a severe allergic reaction after a previous dose. Most common side effects were injection site pain, fatigue, headache, muscle pain, and chills. Group B vaccine should not be interchanged within a series. Tell your doctor if you're pregnant. Ask your doctor about all risks and benefits of Trumenba. The FDA-approved product labeling can be found at protectagainstb.com. See our ad in Eating Well magazine.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, 18 after the hour, the candidates on climate change. Now, this is a poll taken by the news media, so it's no surprise Hillary Clinton comes out on the top of the highest grades when it comes to focusing on climate change, what they know, what they say they know, what we ought to know, and Ted Cruz comes out the lowest. That's a poll of news media, people that have covered the candidates, and so that's what they say. Okay, so what? It might be the appropriate answer to that. But one of the things, the considerations of what Volkswagen is doing with their diesel cars, because this was an EPA play, and supposedly it was to take the particles of carbon that are coming out of the diesel engines, keep it from affecting the atmosphere, thus slowing down the rate of climate change. So Volkswagen and all the other people making diesel engines were told to do this, that. There was never a negotiation, by the way. They were just told, you do this by this date or else we'll fine you. Well, we all know what happened after that. So what are they doing post revelation that they sort of cooked the books, they put computers in these cars that would make them come test differently than what they really were doing? 120,000 diesel car owners in our country have accepted their offer of compensation. EPA once again putting a deadline on this. $500 cash payment applies to your loan, or you get a Visa debit card for $500 in dealership credits. I suppose they're paying for that, Volkswagen. My son has not told me what he's decided to do yet. As I've said before, both my children have new Volkswagens with the same engine in it. So the California Air Resources Board, which is another Nazi organization that the state of California has put together, I use that term, and I know that it's offensive to some people, but that's what these people are like. You remember the soup Nazi? These people are the air Nazis.
No clean air for you.
Yeah. No. Well, I mean, there's plenty of clean air, and things have been done. Well, you could say, well, Doug, you're always talking about how much cleaner the air is in California now, isn't it, because of these guys? There's a blending here that goes on. They haven't quite found, I think, the old thing about somewhere between this number and that number is a number we can agree on. The new Chevy Volt, Richie, is meanwhile named Green Car of the Year.
Good for Chevy.
At the L.A. Auto Show. No pollution coming from this thing. 1.5-liter engine creates onboard electricity to power the Volt. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Oh, $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We tend to have amazing videos of the day most of the time at DougStephan.com. Today is no exception. Video of the day today is from Playing for Change, an organization created to inspire and connect the world through its music. This latest video is their version of the Kool and the Gang song Celebration, released over the weekend in celebration of Universal Children's Day. Children from all over the world performing this. You gotta see it. Very neat.
So they had kids from all around the world sing it and perform it and then mash it together.
Good audio quality, too.
Like, that's the African Children's Choir. And then they have some kids from Argentina on guitar. It's neat.
Put it all in it together.
Yep. The party's going on right here. As celebration to laugh through all the years.
Can't sit still with this.
We can celebrate your party with you. Come on. Let's all celebrate and have a good time.
Have a good time.
Hey, how well all this stuff comes together. I mean, one guy goes out in Africa and shoots another guy's in Argentina, another guy's in Australia, another guy's in California.
Nice video.
And they shoot all these, and they just are able to bring it all together.
All right, so check out the video of the day from today. Now, Friday's video of the day was something also that was good, but for a different reason. It came from Nerdfest UK. They've taken clips from 60 movies, the golden age of musicals, and synced them to Uptown Funk.
My mom posted this weekend.
Yeah.
It's really
cool. You
gotta
see it. It's
amazing. The clapping.
Yeah.
It fits perfectly with all these old clips that you watch.
Very clever. Yeah. So this is another good video for you to check out if you haven't checked them out. Always check out our video today because usually it's very inspiring, very good. I saw a video, Meredith and I were looking at a video of this little baby talking to a bulldog. I wish we could get it off of Facebook and post it because it was also wonderfully done. The bulldog finally gives up and falls asleep while this little baby is talking to it. It is the cutest thing. Face looks a lot like my darling Charlotte. babies and how do you not want to watch a baby and a dog? Videos.
That's what YouTube was built on.
It's, man. Well, and this kind of stuff, too. This is good. Are they going to charge YouTube, did I see that somewhere? YouTube's going to start charging for...
They have kind of like a premium subscription model now where you can, if you don't want ads, you can pay for it. And then they have, it's called Red, I think.
Yeah. Okay, got it. All right, so there are two videos of the day for your listening and dancing pleasure, food for thought, all that stuff. But then the things that we put up at DougStephan.com, whether it's the trending box, what's new, all the information that's there is aimed to help me out. Roberta's material from the Queen of Sheba is all there. Better Living Box, lots of good things. And speaking of that, here's some good information. 61.5 million people in our country impacted by mental illness. Many of them go without the care they need. Reporter Brian Osich has more on how tomorrow's mental health professionals can help address these needs we're talking about. It can break down the barriers helping to keep people from getting the professional counseling they need.
A new survey from University of Phoenix College of Social Sciences finds 42% of Americans who seek counseling experience barriers or obstacles. Dr. Stephen Sharp, Academic Dean, College of Social Sciences, University of Phoenix.
Many Americans who experience barriers to professional counseling are hindered by social stigma. It's important for professionals to have a clear understanding of the barriers individuals face in order to offer appropriate care and encourage those suffering from mental illness to get the help they need.
Based on these needs, University of Phoenix College of Social Sciences has teamed up with the National Alliance on Mental Illness, or NAMI, to build a foundation for a stigma-free future.
We're engaging with industry leaders to ensure our programs at University of Phoenix College of Social Sciences provide students with the skills they need to succeed in their careers as mental health practitioners and in other roles that require a thorough understanding of mental illness.
For more information, go to phoenix.edu/social sciences. That's Newsbreak from University of Phoenix.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with travel expert Ted Allen. As we approach the busy holiday travel season, Americans are bracing for long lines at airports and train stations. While hiccups are inevitable, there are alternatives to cut through the red tape of holiday travel. Ted Allen, TV host and travel expert.
Consider ways to avoid unnecessary expenses during the holidays. Pack smarter to scale down on checked bags fees and bring snacks for the trip instead of buying them at the airport. These changes will help your wallet and increase your budget for holiday spending. I also love having a travel rewards credit card that's flexible enough to earn points on every purchase. With my Bank AmeriCard travel rewards credit card, I can cut through the red tape by having the flexibility to redeem my points on different travel purchases. It gives me freedom to plan holiday travel around my schedule so I can celebrate the season with my family where we want and when we want.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com.
Are you in a hurry? Well, I am. But as a paralyzed veteran, I had to overcome incredible challenges just to regain my independence and return to work. Finding a parking space shouldn't be one of them. Illegally parking in spaces reserved for people with disabilities is not only wrong, it's against the law. So please, think twice before pulling into a reserved parking spot. Even if it's just for a minute, it's 60 seconds too long. This has been a public service announcement from United Spinal Association.
For all of you who are inspired to create your own unique holiday cards and gifts.
For all of you, there's Vistaprint.com. At Vistaprint.com, creating personalized holiday cards is simple. Choose from hundreds of designs and add your own photos and special messages. And during our Black Friday Cyber Monday sale, all quantities, styles, sizes, and stocks are 60% off. It's our best deal of the season. Plus, save on personalized, one-of-a-kind gifts. But hurry, offer ends December 6th. To get this deal, go to Vistaprint.com and enter code Radio60 at checkout. Vistaprint.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
The hour, Doug Steffen and Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden are here with an overview of what's going on. You'll recall last week, yours truly went off on one of his world-famous rants, the Doug Steffen rant of the day. It was aimed at Frankenfish on Friday. Frankenfish, genetically modified salmon. And so the FDA, the reason for my rant was because the FDA, in its lack of wisdom, which usually prevails there, or whoever pays, greases them, gets their way. Astoundingly, the FDA said that this frankenfish, which is GMO modified, which is supposed to be a farmed fish, is going to be located, the farms are going to be located in the same places where the best salmon in the world grows on its own naturally, in the cool, crisp waters of the Northwest and up along the coast of Canada into Alaska. So now they're going to have farms growing this frankenfish. And frankenfish, if it is to, if it gets out of its farm and into the population of regular salmon, will create a god-awful mess like we have never, ever seen before when it comes to fish and trying to keep the good fish from the bad fish. Okay, so we've got these idiots at the Food and Drug Administration. Oh, no problem. What do you think? This is swell. Everybody will love it. Well, As it turns out, most everybody doesn't love it when they find out about it. So the groundswell of anger aimed at the Food and Drug Administration, it's too bad that people don't put the pieces together as they ought to. The party in power is in charge of how all these agencies run. That, coupled with the decision in most all of these agencies, doesn't make any difference. Come up with any alphabet agency, and the people who are regulating were heretofore those who are being regulated. Do you understand what I'm saying? The people who are from the companies that these various boards and agencies are supposed to regulate are the ones that come in with a new administration after making lots of campaign contributions. The FDA, the USDA, good examples, the EPA, whatever goes on in most any of these organizations, they are all payoffs. The jobs are payoffs for helping that administration or that group get elected. So they come in from the various companies, they influence policy, and then they go back to work for the company from whence they came. And thus is the case with the Food and Drug Administration. Most of the upper people are from Monsanto and Cargill and ADM and that ilk. So they have no problem with Frankenfish. It's great. Let's have more of it. Well, if you're waking up to the wily ways of these crooks, and many people are, you can join the ranks of many in the public who are going to start submitting comments today on the FDA website. They have had to open this up because the groundswell of anger aimed at them is so huge they can't avoid it. They can't escape it. They can't ignore it. So the guidelines for labeling the fast-growing fish, by the way, genetically altered, they grow twice as big and twice as fast as regular salmon. That's the appeal. Like chickens, the same thing goes on. You know that the average life of a chicken that you eat at the KFC or eat at McDonald's or wherever you go is about 90 days.
Or 90, even on your
93, 94
your Purdue home.
Yeah, right.
Chicken.
Yeah, right. That's where they get the stuff from. Tyson
from
and
from egg to your plate, about 90 days.
94 days on average. Okay, so the same is not the number of days. I don't really know what the schedule is on this for how many days it takes to grow this Frankenfish, but your comments are now being accepted at the FDA website. You can go there and talk about the guidelines, not necessarily about the fish, but the guidelines for having labels on this, because as with everything else where Monsanto was involved, no labels. We don't want people to know when they buy salmon that they're buying this crap instead of real salmon. I mean, there are labels that say real salmon or where it comes from to promote that stuff. But there aren't labels on the stuff that's farmed. So either you guess or you think, well, I don't see any label here, so it must be that it's farmed fish. That may not be the case. But if it's imported, it's most always farmed. Anyway, it'll be 2 years now because they're slowing this down. The salmon debate has drawn already 2 million comments, the most the agency has ever had. And labeling is one of the hot button issues here. So they're not saying we're not going to allow this stuff to be done. What they're saying is, well, maybe we should put a label on it. Is that enough? Does that fix the problem? Safeway, Kroger, Whole Foods, among the chains representing the various stores that say, we're not carrying this crap. Safeway has already told its customers, we will not sell this to you. Kroger has already said, we are not going to sell this to you. And Whole Foods says, we're not going to sell this to you. The Atlantic salmon, bred in land-based tanks in Canada and Panama. By the way, the company that's doing this is based here in Massachusetts, called Aqua Bounty. How do you like that for a name? Aqua Bounty Technologies. They've done the genetic work. And their stock, by the way, has gone through the roof because of this. At least it did last week. Be interesting to see where it goes this week. Instead of taking them 3 years before they are market size, these fish will be ready at 16 months. They've added genes that they took from the Pacific Chinook salmon and an eel.
Eel.
Okay, well, it's creative anyway. So from now on, if you buy fish that comes from these people, it'll be more likely to be, it'll taste like an eel instead of like salmon, I guess. I don't know. This is a transgenetic fish. The first one to get FDA approval. There are, in the pipeline, pigs. There's a company that's trying to alter pigs to produce more bacon, so that they have more bacon on their pig than ham.
So that's something I can get behind. I can get behind that. I can get behind
that. Really?
Yeah.
Can get behind
more bacon, less ham.
Yeah.
Although the ham's pretty good.
Well, obviously they sell more bacon than they do ham, so they want the pigs to have more bacon on them than they have
perfect,
ham.
Though? This is America's beauty, though.
Ew.
You know, hey, we're selling more bacon. We've got to change the pigs.
Right. Change those pigs. All day. So after the frankenfish, we'll have pork and frank, or frankenpork, or something like that. But you can do that now with pork and beans, right? Is it Campbell's pork and beans?
Yeah, except that's gross. Have you ever opened up a can of pork and beans?
Smell.
And there's that little piece of fat that sits on the top of all that juice.
Love
and you have
it.
To ew, really?
Yeah,
I always flick that into the sink. I
eat it raw.
What are you talking about?
You got your mind right into that can.
That's the first thing. When that can opens, blunk, I plop that thing.
Yeah, baby.
Nice.
Good stuff. Filthy.
Why are you eating that stuff to begin with?
Wash it back with a beer.
Oh, my God. He's just saying that to get me going. Thanks a lot.
Speaking of, I met Dr. Jack this weekend.
Did you? You'd never met him before?
No.
In Los Angeles? He sent me a picture taken in front of my house. My son obviously wasn't there. The caption was, homeless man finds empty home. He's a very good guy. He was there for some kind of creative, every group in the world has their annual meeting. Conferences for this, that, and the other thing. And he's no exception. Just to wrap up the frankenfish thing, this represents the worst of America. I'd like to put our best foot forward all the time, and we don't do that. We go down the path of least resistance and where the most money can be made, and it's not always about money. Money's great. I'd rather have money than not have money, but for God's sakes, at some point, the responsibility, I don't even mind them making this stuff, but to keep you from learning or knowing what you're buying, that's what the problem is with me. If you want to make an educated or an uneducated decision based on what you know about the product you're buying, swell. But if you don't know or have the ability to educate yourself about the product that you're buying, then I'm not so happy and not so sure that we're playing fair. I think we're being toyed with, and it's not fair. 43 past the hour here on Good Day.
I'm Al Peterson reporting for KillerApps.tv. As the holidays turn full swing, we turn to digital lifestyle expert Mario Armstrong to see who he partnered with this year for his digital holiday must-haves. Mario, what's a hot tech gift?
Amazon Echo. It's like having your own Jarvis from Iron Man. It's a hands-free device designed around your voice and begins working as soon as it hears the word Alexa. You can ask it questions, play music, get sports scores, even check local information.
What are two apps to download this holiday?
The TripIt app. This will organize all your travel plans in one place. You can book your travel, forward all those confirmations to TripIt, and get a detailed itinerary with free access anytime on any device. And for a fee, TripIt Pro sends you real-time flight alerts. Plus, anyone with kids under 10 will want the Rhapsody Kids app. It's on their Android or iOS smartphone. It's the first custom streaming music experience for children. Listen and sing together, all in a safe environment where the music is age-appropriate.
Something for the person who's impossible to buy for?
Download the digital HD release of the Tom Cruise global blockbuster movie, Mission Impossible Rogue Nation. Critics say the best mission yet. The digital HD release includes cast and crew interviews, plus behind the scenes of how they did those incredible stunts.
Anything exciting for the home?
Check out LG's Twin Wash with Sidekick Pedestal Washer. The Sidekick Pedestal is designed to wash your delicate items below while your regular loads go above. Two loads at the same time, an industry first. Even wash one in hot and the other in cold.
Thanks, Mario. For more information, go to killerapps.tv.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor,
three of their world-famous blades and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 9966 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 9966.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops, they're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow.
English hops, earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Save it responsibly.
Did you know that the average cost for a family of four to attend a professional baseball game is over $200? I'm Adam Kanner, founder of ScoreBig.com. We found a way to work directly with teams and venues to get their unsold seats and pass the huge savings on to you. On ScoreBig.com, when you successfully name a ticket price, on average, you'll save over 33% below box office price each time you buy, with no added fees or shipping charges ever.
And now save even more at ScoreBig.com. Click on the radio mic and enter code 2244, and we'll take an additional $30 off your ticket purchase. That's ScoreBig.com, promo code 2244.
All right, so hi, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day Program.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
How are you? How's everything?
Hi, Jennifer. Nice to meet you.
Nice to be.
My name is Rich.
Nice to be met.
So the Taliban. And the problems in Syria, problems in Afghanistan. It's really interesting how creative some people have become. The Taliban now.
Taliban.
They have lists of those who they have put death sentences on.
Right. Yeah, they make hit lists.
Right. They make hit lists. And so, by the way, does Daesh do the same thing? The bad guys usually, I don't know whether Al-Qaeda does or not. But anyway, so in order to get out of, not so much get out of where they are, but to get into Europe, you need to have some kind of a document that proves when you seek asylum that you are who you say you are, or that the problem, it's obvious when it comes to many of these people that are just walking their way into Europe. But apparently there's a great black market now for the Taliban documents, the forging of Taliban documents that have lists of names on them that include people who want to get out of the country. It's not necessarily a real Taliban document, but the people who really want to get out have seen these documents, and they're recreating them and putting their name on the document.
That's funny.
So that they can get asylum into, you know, whatever country they're trying to get into.
Hmm.
Which I find interesting. So people have asked, we were talking earlier about why it takes 2 years for a Syrian refugee to get into the United States. And what we have established is that there are a layer, an additional layer of checks that you have to go through. Screening procedures have been tightened up. So many people don't know. We only have, and this has been the case, this is not new, they're just sort of underscoring it. For the last 3 or 4 years, we have made it very difficult for many people from the Middle East to get into our country. No problem if you come across the southern border from Mexico, but if you want to come in the right way, only 2,000 Syrian refugees have been allowed in our country since 2011. 2,000, that's it. When you consider there are 2,000 Mexicans a day coming across the border, that's a pretty interesting number. And the number of people trying to get in. Richie, when your wife Janet applied, do you know how many Colombians were in the list to be considered for American citizenship at that time?
No idea.
Yeah. It's normally because we allow, it was 75,000, they went up to 100,000, and I think it went to 125,000. They have quotas for various countries depending on the size of the country.
My wife could have come here under refugee status.
Yeah. Right.
Because her father was killed, and then her brother was killed.
That's true, right?
Right.
So she could have claimed refugee status.
We have pretty liberal laws when it comes to that. But did you know the United Nations first decides if a person fits the definition of a refugee? It's not up to us because we abide by UN law. I don't think most people knew this. It's the UN who decides whether you're a refugee, and then you go to the country. The country decides how they want to scrutinize refugees coming in. But we don't decide if you're a refugee. There are UN policies and procedures, according to the State Department, that are required for entrance or even consideration. Did you know that? I didn't know that. They give you a fingerprint screening. Let's see here. Then they review the U.S. Immigration Headquarters reviews you, and then they kick it up now with a new law. They kick it up the food chain.
Not sure I'm a big fan of that.
To the head of Homeland Security.
The U.N. telling us who we have to take.
Well, I thought that's why I brought it up. I thought a lot of people might not like that. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Doug Steffens, good day. Time for our little tech segment here where we talk all things IT and tech with our tech expert, Richard Schimmel, who is going to tell us today. Richard, it seems like, what do we got, Ken, about a month before the new Star Wars movie comes out?
Yeah.
Okay. It's everywhere. You can't go anywhere and not see the Star Wars label on something. I think I saw it on toilet paper or something the other day in the supermarket.
It's pure saturation. The licensing arm of Disney has been working overtime for probably years on this since they knew the title and got skills and artwork and stuff like that. But is it gonna give Star Wars fatigue? I doubt it, except for, you know, the fans are rabid for this film.
Yeah, but remember this. Remember when the first of the second set of Star Wars, which was the prequel, came out, and they basically sold that thing to Pepsi and Jar Jar Binks?
Right. In fact, I was, one of the first screenings of the first Star Wars series. I worked on the album, the music album, and I wasn't that interested in the second series of Star Wars. And I think that, you know, what they have to do is they're having to get new new fans interested as well as the older fans?
Yeah, and I think that's possible. I mean, my kids are 8 and 11, and they are excited for Star Wars to come out. So, I mean, it's Star Wars has totally crossed into that next generation, and with Disney pushing it, they can do it. But when the whole Jar Jar Binks thing and Pepsi Cola, I was just like, oh, God. And I did not like that movie just because of him and the way they sold it out like that, trying to make it cartoonish for the kids, and it was just stupid. So hopefully,
I think the consumer is smart enough now to realize when something is overhyped. Okay, and like you said, you know, you didn't like it because of that. I'm sure there are a lot of people that see a Campbell's soup. You know, the cereal's okay. You've always seen cereals with that, but Campbell's soup and toothpaste, toothbrushes, my goodness, where does it end?
Well, speaking of overhype, how about Black Friday? You see a lot of people trying to beat the Black Friday. You see a lot of stores doing pre-releases of Black Friday prices. Has it lost its luster?
Oh, it's lost its luster. It's a joke now because the Black Friday deals are not really deals per se. They're the same products basically that were out for last year. There's nothing new in products other than wearables, meaning watches like the Apple Watch or the other watches, other wristbands that you can wear to gauge your physical fitness. And the thing is, nobody's talking about Cyber Monday. You know, last year we were talking about Cyber Monday, the Monday following Black Friday, but you're not seeing any of those deals because there's a saturation point on that again.
Well, there are a few deals out there. So I see Deal News has a 50-inch TV that they say is the deal of the year.
Yeah, but here's the thing about a 50-inch TV. They don't tell you the brand. And the menu, and also stores sometimes hide the brand name, and it could be one of those third-tier type brands or a store-type brand. Not saying it's a bad deal, but, you know, you stick with the Samsungs, the Vizios, the LGs on TVs, and you're not going to go wrong.
Yeah, but if you do your homework, you'll find that all of them are made in the same plant anyway.
Absolutely.
So you might be able. It still might be a deal.
Well, yeah, you know, if you need a 50-inch TV, you know, you don't want to buy it and just have the box sitting around. I know people that buy products and they haven't opened the boxes yet.
Yeah, you're right. That is a pretty small television to have laying around in these days. All right, Jennifer, here's the story for Jennifer.
Knobs.
If you ever get tired of Buddy, your cat, and its hairballs, You can get a robotic cat now to keep you company.
Oh, that'd be so cute.
Yeah.
It's not weird at all. Do you have to feed the cat? Like, what's the deal?
The only problem with that cat is it doesn't walk. You know, once you pet it, it might purr or it might move its head. It's a cat or a robot that stays on your lap that you pet. And that's basically all that it does. I sent up a link that you can put on the site to talk about it.
See, it's perfect, Jen. You don't have to feed it. You don't have to.
I know. This is actually right up my alley.
All you just—it's like Siri in a little.
It just can comfort me when I have a little purr sound. I like it.
Train it to say whatever you want. So, all right, Richard. Thank you so much, Richard Schemmel. And it's 59 past the hour. Doug Steffens. Good day.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.